USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the nation's COVID-19 death toll nears 70,000, President Trump will be heading to Arizona today for one of the only trips he's made outside the White House in weeks because of the pandemic. He'll be at a Honeywell Aerospace plant that's now making N95 masks for first responders. In Flint, Michigan, three people charged with first-degree murder for the shooting death of a Family Dollar store security guard on Friday after he tried to enforce an order that all patrons wear masks. Prosecutors say he died after confronting Charmel Teague because her daughter wasn't wearing a mask, as Governor Gretchen Whitmer has ordered.
One of the black males started yelling at Munnerlyn about disrespecting his wife. The other black male then walks up to Munnerlyn and shoots Munnerlyn.
Teague is already in custody while the two men involved in the incident remain at large. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A big U.S. state getting ready to announce changes to its current stay-at-home orders because of the pandemic.
Today, we are announcing our efforts to update our stay-at-home guidelines and begin the process of moving into phase two.
That's California Governor Gavin Newsom speaking yesterday, saying new guidelines will be released in detail on Thursday. And he said if they're met, businesses can start to reopen in at least certain regions of that state. Americans certainly love their bacon and plenty of other pork products, so listen up. Tyson Foods says its pork production is down by half because of the pandemic, and despite the president's order to keep meat processing plants open, sick workers there have forced the company to either shut down or at least slow production at half of its plants nationwide. Officials say it could cause shortages of meat products in grocery stores and also rising prices for what is produced. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A chief executive at United Airlines now encouraging employees at the company to leave the company due to the financial toll being caused by the pandemic. CNN reports COO Greg Hart said in a memo to workers they should consider leaving the airline voluntarily as the company is looking to adjust its workforce, in his words, to the right size. It comes as United executive salaries have already been reduced, and flight schedules for May and June have been cut by 90%. Landlords are getting a stern warning from federal prosecutors against trading sex for rent payments. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Southern California saying that any landlord that's asking tenants for sexual favors in lieu of rent during this pandemic will be indicted. It's been reported that millions of Americans have had trouble paying their monthly rent because of the economic toll of COVID-19. The 2020 NFL schedule is to be released on Thursday on the NFL Network. As questions linger about how the league is going to approach the season amid the pandemic, the network will air what it's calling Schedule Release 20 at 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. It'll break down the schedule by division and highlight the top matchups and primetime games. You can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.